shining at the memory. Joey is the kindest, most well-adjusted four-year-old I've taught in a long time. Molly basked in the glow of the teacher's praise. She let the story play over in her mind, and when the conference was over and they left the classroom, she grinned at her husband. "He gets it from me, you know." She lifted her chin, all silliness and mock pride. "Sharing his snack with that little boy." "Right." Jack's eyes danced. "And the social part." He gave her a look. "He gets that from you, no doubt."
"Definitely."
"But the smarts," he tapped his temple, his voice full of laughter. "That's my doing."
"Wait a minute."
She gave him a shove, even if she couldn't keep the smile from her face. "I'm definitely the brains in this." "Let's go, sport." Jack took hold of Joey's hand, and the two of them skipped ahead as they reached the parking lot. It was a beautiful South Florida May afternoon, cooler than usual, all sunshine and endless blue skies and swaying palm trees. The kind of day that made a person forget the humidity and unbearable temperatures just a few weeks away. Molly could hear Jack and Joey giggling about recess and playground rules and tetherball. As they reached their blue Acura SUV, Jack gave Joey a few light pokes in his ribs. "So, sport, got a girlfriend?"
"No way," Joey shook his head. "Us boys have a club. The boys are best club."
He put his hands on his waist.
"No yucky girls."
"Oh, good. Boys are best." Jack gave a few thoughtful nods. He opened the driver's door as he pulled Joey close and gently rubbed his knuckles against Joey's pale blonde hair. "You boys are right," he winked at Molly. "Girls are yucky." Joey looked at her, and his expression softened.
"Except for Mommy."
"Really?" They climbed into the car. From the driver's seat, Jack looped his arm around Molly's shoulders and kissed her cheek. "Well," he grinned at her, "I guess Mommy's not so bad, as long as she stays out of the kitchen."
"Hey," Molly laughed, "it's been a month since I burned anything."
Jack raised his eyebrow at Joey. "Today made up for it. Flaming cinnamon rolls. That'll go down in the family record book."
"They shouldn't put broil and bake so close together on the dial."
Jack chuckled. "We shouldn't put you in the kitchen, period."
"You might be right."
Molly didn't mind her reputation for foul-ups at mealtime. Cooking bored her. As long as they ate healthy food, she had no interest in creating elaborate recipes. Simple meals worked just fine. When they were buckled in, Joey bounced a few times on the seat.
"Can we get pizza, huh? Please?"
"Great idea. That'll keep Mom out of the kitchen. Besides," Jack gave a pronounced tap on the steering wheel, "anyone who gets a perfect report in preschool should be allowed pizza."
"Pineapple pizza?"
"Definitely pineapple pizza." As they drove to Nemo's Deli, a few blocks east of the school, a comfortable silence settled over the car. In the back seat, Joey found his library book, a pictorial on the great white shark. He hummed, "Here we go round the mulberry bush," as he turned the pages. Molly reached over and wove her fingers between Jack's.
"So, isn't it amazing?"
She kept her voice low, the conversation meant for just the two of them. Jack grinned, keeping his eyes on the road. "Our little genius, you mean?"
"Not that."
Sunshine streamed through the windshield, sending warmth and well-being throughout her body. She smiled.
"The kindness part. I mean..."
There was laughter in her voice. "I know he's a prodigy in the classroom."